Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Horse Racing eyes second Gillette OTB location. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming Horse Racing is hoping to open a second off-track betting location in Gillette by the end of the year. Representatives Nick Hughes and John Sheldon presented their plan to the Campbell County Commission last Tuesday, proposing a new facility off Skyline Drive next to Town Place Suites Hotel. According to the Gillette News Record, the building, currently under construction, will house both the OTB and a Scooter's Coffee with a total investment of about $2.3 million. Hughes said the project would generate roughly $300,000 in tax revenue and create up to 10 full-time jobs. The new OTB is expected to appeal primarily to tourists traveling along Interstate 90, though it would also serve local residents. Commissioners responded with cautious interest, planning to revisit the proposal in mid-June before making a final decision. If approved, Wyoming Horse Racing will seek state approval from the Wyoming Gaming Commission in July. The move comes after a legal battle in 2021 over a resolution that briefly gave exclusive OTB rights to a competing operator. That dispute resulted in lawsuits and an $800,000 settlement paid to Wyoming Horse Racing. Wyoming Gaming Commission warns of illegal online casinos. The Wyoming Gaming Commission is warning residents about a growing number of illegal online casino and sweepstakes-style gaming websites operating within the state. According to County 17 in a statement released May 22nd, the commission emphasized that while online sports betting and fantasy sports are legal and regulated in Wyoming, online casino games like slots, poker, blackjack, and roulette for real money remain strictly prohibited. These unlicensed operations, often based offshore, may look legit. Some even list Wyoming addresses and have registered LLCs, but they lack regulatory oversight and consumer protections. Executive Director Nicholas Laramendi cautioned that residents who use these sites do so at their own risk, and the state cannot assist in disputes over winnings or account issues. Because many of these sites are outside U.S. jurisdiction, enforcement is difficult. However, the commission says it will act to shut down any illegal operators it identifies within Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.